Female genital mutilation, also known as FGM, involves the partial or full removal of the external female genitalia, done for cultural reasons. A highly painful practice, it causes ongoing trauma and a range of health issues for the women affected. Practiced in 29 African countries, some Middle East communities, and parts of Asia, the United Nations Population Fund estimates 200 million women worldwide are affected. Linda George, who migrated from Sudan almost 30 years ago, is the Senior Health Education Officer for the New South Wales FGM Education Program. She says while there's no evidence the practice is ongoing in Australia, more women in the country are needing help because of the increased migration from those regions.
We are seeing more service providers contacting us, requesting training. But also we know that more young women are scared to go back home because they are afraid that they're going to have that done to them.
Ms. George's organisation is involved in training medical and other health professionals in how to work with women affected by FGM. She says it's often confronting for medical staff not familiar with working with such women, and there are frequent misconceptions about why it happens.
The misconception is that this is a practice that's done to intimidate, to break the girl. Women who have spoken to us and have attended our community program have said this is not the case. They say, I never knew I was harming my daughter. I really thought it was something that was done to all girls around the world. Those people are ignorant that they're actually harming their children.
Ms. George has been part of Australia's third annual FGM conference in Melbourne, a chance to share ideas and strategies about what works in combating FGM. Also attending the conference was Somalia's Amina Mahmoud Wasama, a leading international researcher and advocate against FGM. She says while FGM is still common in Somalia, the silence around the topic has been broken and there is progress.
For the last 30 years or so, the silence around the subject has been broken. People discuss it. Many are actually questioning the validity of the whole practice. It will take a long time because of the way it's so deep-rooted in the mindset of people. But it is gradually changing. I could say it will take some time before we could see complete eradication of a practice.
Ms. Wasama says she's eager to share her research and experience from Somalia. And she says with diaspora communities around the world interconnected, changes in attitudes for migrant women in Australia will flow back to their home countries. She terms the practice FGC, or female genital cutting.
One has to look into many dimensions. You don't deal with FGM in isolation. You have to incorporate into other programs because at the base of FGC, I could say, is the gender inequality that exists in many of the countries that it's done. So an overall holistic approach which also takes into account the empowerment of women from the economic side, the political side, the social side. So you have to combine.
Ms. George says Australia is one of the world leaders in providing services for women affected by FGM. But she says services in some states have lost funding despite a growing need for assistance. She says her organisation, for example, also teaches women and men from different communities on how to run training courses about FGM in their own languages.
One of the last sessions is about empowering them to say, you know, I want my daughter to be okay, I don't want her to go through this, and to literally give them a voice to say, this isn't going to continue in the next generation, we will stop this.